My high school English teacher, Mrs. Elizabeth Nebbles, was old school. She believed that the semicolon was the key to the punctuation universe, and that diagramming sentences on the blackboard were as important as the theory of relativity. She had a great technique for teaching us how to write. We would be asked to summarize a short story in 500 words, and then 250 words, and then 100 words. It was great practice because you learned to make every word tell. And I had always thought that I was the perfect student for a perfect technique. Then the other night I had a dream. We were sitting down for Mrs. Nebbles' final exam, and it said, "You'll only need 50 words for this exam. Name your top 50 books in no more than 50 words. Oh, and you must do it in French." This was impossible. What does this dream mean? I suspect it means that secretly all these years, I thought I was a much bigger failure in high school English than I had been willing to admit. Dreams are enigmatic. What do they mean? That's the fun. We really don't know. This is Tom McBride, and that's my perspective.